Daniel Mark Ando was an ordinary young man living an extraordinary life of faith, love, and quiet virtue. At just 20 years old, Daniel was known by his family and friends as joyful, disciplined, kind, and deeply devoted to God. A lifelong Catholic, he attended Mass faithfully, prayed regularly, and lived with a moral clarity uncommon for his age. He was a student, an athlete, a son who loved his parents deeply, and a soul being shaped by grace. On July the 19th, 2020, Daniel's life was taken in an act of shocking violence, but in that moment, his life also became a testimony, one that continues to speak powerfully to the church and to the world. Daniel was at his home in New Jersey with his parents, U.S. District Judge Esther Salas, and attorney Mark Andal. A gunman arrived at their door, disguised as a delivery driver. The target was not Daniel, but his mother. Judge Salas had been targeted because of her role as a federal judge presiding over cases involving extremist individuals. Hatred, resentment, and obsession had turned toward her simply because she upheld justice. When the doorbell rang, Daniel answered. In a split second, Daniel stepped forward, placing himself between the attacker and his parents. He was shot and mortally wounded. His father was also gravely injured while trying to protect his family. Judge Salas survived physically unharmed. In that single act, Daniel lived the words of Christ. Greater love has no one than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Daniel did not hesitate. He did not flee. He instinctively chose love over fear. Beyond this final act of heroism, Daniel's daily life reflected a quiet holiness. He was disciplined in his studies, respectful, and deeply prayerful. Those who knew him speak of his humility, his devotion to the Blessed Mother, and his sincere desire to live a good and meaningful life. He embodied what the Church calls ordinary sanctity, holiness formed through faithfulness in small things. His death awakened the nation to the vulnerability of families and the cost of standing for justice. Today, the Diocese of Metuchen is prayerfully discerning whether Daniel's life and death may warrant the opening of a cause for sainthood. His self-sacrifice, rooted in faith and love, bears resemblance to the early Christian martyrs. May his witness strengthen families, inspire courage, and draw souls closer to Christ. And may we, like Daniel, be ready to lay down our lives, if not in blood, then daily in love.